Welcome back to my five-star book review. This is Onika, and I'm back to talk about two books that I have finished reading this month. What month is this? November. I was about to say October. Wow. Two books that I have finished, I think both in this month of November. Oh, I can't really remember. Anywho, I kind of like that, how I did in the last episode. I talked about two books, just kind of did a brief little overview of them and how I like them and yada yada. So I will say with my new kind of routine, my morning routine and my night routine, I have a lot more time to read, or I'm dedicating more time to reading. And so I've been able to get through more books than I have, say, like during the summer and earlier this year. So it's been nice to be able to read more and get through more of my book list. So I'm going to talk about the two books that I finished reading. I actually just finished reading another book today, but I'm going to talk about that after I finish a second book. And then I'll talk about those two books in another episode. But I will mention both of those at the end of the episode. But for now, let me share with you the two books that I just finished reading. So the first one is Overcoming Overeating. It's Not What You Eat, It's What's Eating You by Lisa Marone. And then the other one is Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle by Emily and Amelia Nagoski. So we'll start with Overcoming Overeating. It's not what you eat, it's what's eating you. So the reason I got this book is because during my time off in October, I realized I still have some struggles when it comes to overeating. Even though I'm a health coach and I talk and give tips on how to avoid overeating, I still have some struggles with it, especially when I'm bored and also when I'm eating out. I realize I don't tend to overeat when I cook my own food, but because there's such large portions here in the U.S., it's easy to just keep eating and be like, oh, I only have two bites left, even though I'm stuffed to the rim. Let me just eat it all and finish my plate. So there's still some bad habits around that. Just listening to your body, you're full, you don't have to finish it. It's not that big of a deal. So I wanted to get a book and just maybe see if I could find some more tips that would help me get over the overeating. So I bought this book. I didn't realize it, but it's kind of an older-ish book. It came out, I think, around 2007, 2009. So, 2009. So a little bit on the older side, and I get a bit hesitant of that when it comes to like diet and weight loss, because I just feel like it's changed. It's always changing every year when you hear about like weight loss and diet and what's the best way to lose weight and blah-bitty-blah-bitty. So I was a little hesitant when I saw that, because I was like, oh boy, what are they going to be talking about in here? Overall, I think it's an okay book. I actually do not think that I am the target audience for this book because I have lost weight and because I've been on my own health journey for so long. A lot of this stuff, like, I've already heard before or I've gotten through it. So I think this book is better for people who just, you know, they keep yo-yo dieting. They're not quite clear what to do, you know, where to start, things like that. So I think this is, you know, a good book to add to someone's collection who's just starting out. But for someone who's kind of been at it, and has been successful, I don't know if this is the best book. Every book I read, I get some good information from it that I can take away. But for the most part, I think that this is better for someone who is very new to sticking to a plan, a weight loss plan. Also, I will say that this is a Christian-based author, And so she does kind of have some, like, a few Bible verses in here. She does talk about, pretty much, like, believing in God. And she talks about the, it's the 12-step program for addiction. I thought there was a name for that specifically. But she talks about that a little bit, and that's based off of Christianity, which I didn't realize. But she references that, and she references some other stuff about just, you know, praying and all of that. I was trying to remember some examples, but it's not like it's all throughout the book. It's just kind of sprinkled in here. And I'm a Christian, so I didn't mind it. I always think it's a great reminder, but, you know, just for those of you who may not be, just something to be mindful of if you are interested in getting the book. So it talks about a bunch of different topics. Obviously, at the beginning, it talks about, you know, some facts, how, you know, the country has grown more to be an overweight, obese country. Like, the statistics have grown so much as far as the number of people who are obese quickly. That's the thing. Like, over the past 10 years, 10, 5, 10 years, it's just changed drastically. It's honestly crazy. She talks about, like, why people binge, addiction, emotions. I think she talks about, you know, anger, which is definitely an emotion I can relate to. and she did make some interesting points in here about, like, depression, like how certain emotions we have could be signs of depression, which I feel like I've heard that before. I feel like everything is a sign of depression, which is interesting, but let's see what else is in here. And so towards the end of the book, she started giving healthy ways to get through those emotions. And that's when she brings in those, like, steps of addiction, the 7 stages of grief, and just being able to process your emotions instead of eating through your emotions, and also finding other things to do besides eating, like, you know, just get a hobby, keep your hands busy. There are other things that you can do that will make you feel good, like a cookie. There's other things like walking. And I know it's like, especially if you're not very physically active in the first place, so, and you know eating a piece of cake or a cookie is going to make you feel better, it's like, you want me to walk? How is that going to make me feel better? And especially if you're at a size where walking is difficult, maybe not. But for those of us who can physically walk, you know, maybe a bit easier, you do get those endorphins and it makes you feel good, similar to eating a cookie. So, and just keeping your mind busy, like reading a book keeps me busy. There's a lot of good stuff in the book, and I would recommend it to people who need to start somewhere, and it's just a good kind of guide. Because a lot of times overeating is just from bad habits and negative emotions. So, anywho, that's pretty much it with this book. I will say I read this several weeks ago, so some of it I don't quite remember. I haven't been taking notes like I was before. I've just kind of been reading and enjoying my time reading. But I do remember saying, like, yeah, this is better for someone else. So it's kind of mixed feelings giving it a rating, because I don't want to give it a rating that's too low and then people don't want to read it. But for me personally, I would give it a 3 out of 5. It was just an okay book for me. It didn't grab me and, you know, make me think more about my habits or my life. But again, I'm in a different place than maybe other people reading the book would be, because the reviews in the book are good. Like, a lot of people found this, like, just perfect and the right timing for their life. So, but for me, Overcoming Overeating by Lisa Marone, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5. So yeah, that's that book. The next book is Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle by Emily Nagoski and Amelia Nagoski, two sisters. And the reason I got this book is, one, this is one of the first books that I had in my Amazon book list. I've just been reading the books off the top of my list and not going to the bottom. And it was just perfect that I saw this, because I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but I have just been feeling so burnt out with life and work. And so I was like, oh, I definitely need to read this. And I wasn't sure what to think at the beginning, because the authors seem very like, you know, just kind of that woke culture. She was talking about like patriarchy, feminism, something else she was talking about, which is fine. But I was just like, where is she going with this? Because that's not quite the direction I was expecting. Like, that, I don't think that's the kind of experience that's leading to my burnout. I will say this book is heavily for females. I mean, she talks more about how females have a lot on our plate, and because of the patriarchy of the world, you know, there's, and she talks about like this human giver syndrome that tends to fall more on women, which basically means that you do more for others than yourself. Like, you're put on this earth to give, instead of receiving, at least for yourself. So I do want to preface with that and saying that this seems more female, more generated towards female than men, even though I'm sure, I know men can experience burnout too, but, and I'm sure that they can learn from bits and pieces in this book, of course, too, but just putting that out there. So anywho, and also the other thing, you know, they did mention about like mothers. I don't have kids, but I still was able to gain a lot from this book. So yeah, it talks a lot about the, it starts off talking about the stress cycle response and how a lot of us have stressors and we aren't doing things to end the cycle. So we just kind of keep going around and around and around. And so it gives ways to end that cycle so we don't get stuck and then ultimately burnt out. And so one of the chapters I thought was really interesting, kind of talking about ways when we're put up against certain, you know, stressors. She talks about planful problem solving, so just being more prepared. And then she talks about, they talk about positive reappraisal. So for stressors you can't control, and just trying to, you know, change the narrative, not necessarily being an optimist, but just looking at things as an opportunity. It might be frustrating and difficult, but, you know, just seeing things as more of an opportunity. She talks about like redefine winning. So a lot of us might have these expectations, which I know that definitely hit home for me, because I have high expectations for me and my life. And so sometimes we just kind of have to change that expectancy. So she talked about like, it should take me 20 minutes to get to the mall, but, you know, sometimes things happen. You kind of have to redefine it when things go a different way. So setting a different goal. It's the same with like failing, redefining that. So I thought that was a very interesting chapter. That was chapter 2. That was probably one of my favorites, because they get right into like, how can you control these stressors? Or if you can't, what can you do again to end that cycle? I love the story. So they have stories in the book, like people that they've met. And so there is one woman in the book who they kind of followed her throughout the book and using examples of her life to kind of help their the topic that they were explaining. And I like that. Just it makes it more relatable than just like giving facts. And that's the other thing I like about this book. You know, there's self-help books that just give so much facts and details, and you know, they don't make it super relatable. Like, give me stories that I can relate to, that I'm like, oh yeah, I've been in that situation before. Like, I don't need all the stats and facts and numbers and all of that stuff. Like, it's nice, you know, it's good to have along with the story so I can really, you know, so you can really nail home your point. But you've got to have that, or for me anyways, I like to have that mixture. And I feel like these two authors did a good job of that in this book, using other people's stories to help with that. What else? I'm flipping through. They do have a chapter on like weight and the beauty standards, how that can keep us burnt out as well. Which is something I relate to, because I'm always talking about my health and thinking about how I look. And so, what was this? Yeah, they talk about patriarchy, the game is rigged, the human giver syndrome. So, anywho, yeah, that's another thing. I know in previous episodes I've been going more into detail about the book. But, yeah, I really just kind of want to share the books I've read, maybe talk about a few points that I liked about it, and then, you know, let you read it. Give my rating and just kind of let you read it instead of, you know, kind of spoiling the whole book. I'd rather that. We'll see. Who knows? As y'all know, I've been changing it up every episode. So it just kind of depends. I want to keep the podcast going. And so I'm just kind of doing what I can to share what I've been reading, because I do enjoy this. And I hope it is inspiring you to read more and potentially read one of the books that I'm sharing. So overall, I thought this was a good book. I thought it was more real than other self-help books. You know, because it talks about how things are hard that we always talk about, like gratitude and self-compassion. Like, it's, that's not easy to do. And I feel like you hear that all the time in these self-help books, and they acknowledge that it's not always easy to do that. So I appreciated that, because it's not. So anywho, I thought this was a good book. Expressly, it was just timely for how I've been feeling. I obviously kind of did my own thing to help before I even started reading this book, to help with not getting burnt out. And I think a lot of it is just going back to having a good work-life balance. And so I have to be very strict with my boundaries. Like, I shouldn't be working so long before 5 or getting on super early before 9. I get paid to work 9 to 5. And if I'm dedicating my time during that period of work and I still am not able to catch up, then that might be a conversation to have in that 9 to 5 period with my manager, and say like, hey, the workload is too much. I'm having to spend not 7-8 hours working, but 10-12 hours, 10-12-14 hours working, because the workload is too much, you know? So I just have to have boundaries like that. Like, having a life outside of work is very important, and being able to have time to do things that I enjoy, like reading. I pulled out my spontaneous jar, which I don't think I've shared here, but just trying new activities is the purpose of that jar. And it's been nice to kind of have time to do more, try more things. And that's helping with burnout. I feel a lot more relaxed than before my sabbatical. So I've kind of figured out my own strategies for that, but reading this book definitely, you know, definitely helped. You know, it's always nice to have like some more ideas to add to my toolbox when I need it. So, so for burnout, the secret of unlocking the stress cycle, I would give it a 4 out of 5. You know, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of, you know, I can't remember what I gave the 5-second rule and that other book, but, yeah. Did I give it a 4 out of 5 or did I give it a 5 out of 5? Huh. You know, it honestly depends on my mood. I think sometimes when I get on here and start talking about the book, but I was just about to say, like, I don't know if there's going to be that many self-help books where I'm like, it's a 5 out of 5. Cause that's not like my preferred genre of book. I read it specifically to understand more about myself and get some help. But you know, I don't know if I've read a book that's like super powerful. That's just changed my life. There are some books like The Four Agreements. That's a 5 out of 5. I really enjoy that book. I need to read it again. So, but I think for the most part, self-help books, they're okay. They're okay. I know some people love them, but they're nice here and there. So my next books are, they're nonfiction, but they're not specifically self-help. They're more, you know, about people's lives, which that's more up my, that's more my kind of book. That and like the historical nonfiction books. Y'all know I love those. So anywho, so Burnout, the Secret of Unlocking the Stress Cycle, 4 out of 5. And then Overcoming Overeating is a 3 out of 5. So those are the two books that I read. The other book that I will talk about in the next podcast episode that I actually just finished reading today is called An Elephant in My Kitchen by Francois Malby Anthony. I'll talk about that book. And then the next book that I'm going to start reading, I just got today, got delivered, is called Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. It had a lot of reviews, like over 40,000. So apparently this is a popular book. It's been in my Amazon list for a while now. So I'm trying to work my way from the bottom now and kind of clear out those books. But it's a big, that one's a big book. It's like 400 pages. So it's been a minute since I've read more than 300 pages. So anywho, that is that. So thank you for tuning in again to my 5-star book review, and I look forward to the next episode. All right, goodbye.